Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy!
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
What's up, guys?
Just ready to sports on a beautiful Monday.
What's up, party animals?
There's nothing I'd rather be doing right now than sitting inside this studio and staring longingly out at the beautiful Willamette.
Yeah, it looks a little breezy, maybe a little blustery.
Yeah, I got a little, not white caps, but there's certainly a strong breeze going.
Big waves
here.
Coming in.
I see some waves. Get out there on your paddleboard. You know, maybe a jet ski, except I have neither. Don't you have a paddleboard? Aren't you a paddleboard guy?
I don't have one. I'd like one.
I thought you bought one.
No, we have a kayak.
Oh, it was a kayak.
That we never use.
Can't you just stand up on the kayak?
Probably not.
No?
I'm going to say no on that.
Why not? Why couldn't you stand up in the kayak?
I could.
How is that any different than a paddle? I feel like that's just a paddle board that's been hollowed out.
My wife's like, oh, going to kayak. I'm going to be kayak gal now.
Yeah.
And oh my God, she's been twice.
No.
And then, you know how I know I'm right about this?
Hmm.
Well, the stupid kayak sits in our garage.
Sure.
And it takes up an incredible amount of space.
Is it the bane of your existence every time you see it?
Well, yeah. I've put it up high in the garage now. So it's out of the way because she's never going
to
use it.
No, that's the way to go.
But I guarantee you 7 or 8 years from now, when she's like, where's that kayak? I want to use it. Why'd you put it all the way up there? It's like, well, it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
So I got it out of the way, but she got a, what do you call it? Like a exercise credit at her job or something. You know how they give you like, incentives
to
like,
try to be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want like the diabetes or something.
The diabetes.
Yeah.
She does not have the diabetes.
No.
But it's not because she bought a
So they gave her
kayak.
Money to buy something.
We got a free kayak, basically, because
okay.
It was like a $200 credit, and we went and bought a $200 kayak. So I'm like, all right.
That's how you spend. That, by the way, can I just say, if you get money in order to be healthy, right? Someone gives you X amount of dollars, whatever it is.
Buy whiskey?
In order to be healthy. I feel like a kayak might be the worst possible waste of that money that you could... I'm trying to think of something that, remember, it has to fall in the category of exercise. Again, you can't buy whiskey or like cigarettes and be like, I'm going to be healthy by giving these up.
Why not?
I just am trying to think of something that would get used less than a kayak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was like this. It's like, what do you spend a $200 get healthy credit on?
I don't know.
Right. So we're like, okay, she wants a kayak. Let's see if that will qualify. It qualified.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, perfect, free kayak. We don't have to pay the $200, which thank God, because she's used it twice. And I can guarantee you, guaranteed, that she will get bristly if she hears this.
Well,
oh, I've used it way more. She's used that thing twice. Now, the other thing is I sold my truck.
Yeah. And so there's no place to.
It's harder to.
Well, you got to get a luggage. You got to get a luggage rack.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the money.
No, you're not doing it. You're not doing that. Maybe,
so she's basically going to have to walk it down to the
Willamette. Do your seats in your fancy Audi not go down so you can fit the kayak in the back?
It's too big.
You can't fit that kayak
in there.
No,
it's too big.
So what you need to do is wait for the next health credit and then buy the luggage rack, strap it to the top.
Yeah.
Because does she still have like the Accord or what is she driving?
She drives a Honda Accord. Very fancy.
Yeah, that's not fancy. So you need the luggage rack. You need to get yourself like a Subaru Outback. So buy a brand new car, buy a brand new Subaru, and then you can use that for the car. The kayak. See if they've got a free Subaru credit and move to Bend while you're at it.
Look, I'm going to sell that thing and she'll never know.
Oh, I'll tell you what. That's your ass, Mr. Postman. If you sold that, someone, by the way, said it'll give you $100 right now for the kayak. If you sold that, she would not notice for 6 months. But boy, when she did,
I'd handle the wrath.
That would not go over well. But if I'm power ranking things that are purchased and then never get used, The kayak or watercraft is certainly high on the list. I would say camping equipment, RV, is number one.
Would that qualify?
Well, I guess I was just thinking, maybe not exercise. I was just thinking of maybe just in general things that you buy and don't use. There's a lot of people that are like, man, I'm going to get this RV or I'm going to buy all this camping equipment from REI, and then I'm going to go camping one time over the next decade. But the Peloton or the exercise bike, that's a good one. Those end up just being like clothes hangers, the elliptical machine. I'm going to put that right in my bedroom. And that way I wake up and it's the first thing I ever do. Yeah. That's hanging your dirty laundry on it. That's what that is.
Of the 150 things that my wife may think about doing.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, exercise or whatever. I'm guessing kayak is not in the top 149.
Probably.
Like, she doesn't even remember that it's out. Like, if she had a free day.
Yeah.
And we had a way to get the kayak to the water. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't think about it.
Really?
Yeah, that's how far out of sight that thing is.
Sure. Well, I always say this. I had a boat for a while, and I like being out on the water, right? I'm a big fan of it. But I got rid of it because it was the same sort of thing. Even though I liked doing that, the opportunities here in the Northwest to be out on the water are very limited. And when you do get one of those nice days, then I had this thought. I got to hook the boat up,
mm-hmm.
and then I got to drive it down.
You got to be that guy.
And I wasn't very good. By the way, I'm not very good at backing it in. Like, I know that's not a real manly thing to admit. I am not an expert at backing anything down a ramp. And it just was a huge,
I feel
huge,
like that is a very underrated skill.
Oh, it is. And I'm like a C+ at best. And that's on a good day. Like, in my handicap, that's on my best. I'm a C+. And so if it's a really nice day, I'm not going down because then the boat ramp is busy and then I got to do. You're waiting for to screw up one time and everyone's just like waiting to yell at you.
This is example number 8,740, why you let someone else buy the boat.
Exactly.
Because there's always one poor schlub who has to do all of that hard work.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to be you.
No, and you just
what time do I show up at the dock? Wait, no. What time is the boat in the water? And then I will show
Here's
up at the dock.
Here's a couple bucks for gas. Here's 50 bucks.
That's
and let's
right.
go out and have a grand old day. I'll bring the beer.
That's right.
It's way, way better. So I'm totally on board with the idea of, those things sound great, but if you live on the water, right? Like if you walk out your door and you walk down and you've got a dock there, perfect. If you can walk out your yard, walk across the street carrying the kayak, put it in the water, great. Live in Hawaii or someplace, again, down in Bend, sure. But if you have to take that, strap it to a car, drive down somewhere, do all, you'll never use it.
Ever,
ever, ever, ever.
Take it from me.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
So anyway, I don't know why we were on that. Oh, stand-up paddleboard?
Yeah, stand-up paddleboard.
I'd love to have one, but
sure.
I don't.
Well, again, it seems like a cool idea until what you realize is you have garage decoration. All that stuff just becomes garage decor where when someone comes over, you're like, man, stand-up paddleboarding, do you do that? Yeah, no, not really.
I would tell you this. I would, if it were a competition between me stand-up paddleboarding and my wife kayaking,
yeah,
I would blow her out of the water.
Really?
I mean, I get what you're saying, and I'm not saying I wouldn't just put it in the garage and never touch it.
You're saying once in a while.
I think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, my schedule in the mornings. You know, I've got mornings.
You've got time.
That would be delightful.
Yeah.
Before it gets real windy
out
there.
Boy, I'm not going to lie, man.
I think I would.
I mean, I'm saying you may beat her, but.
Yeah, it wouldn't be frequent.
That bar is really set low to the point where you could trip over it and still find a way to win.
All I would have to do is go three times in 3 years, and I win.
I was going
to
say, you're going once, maybe twice a year, but your idea of waking up on a brisk morning.
Be my new routine.
Yeah, again, you still have to buy a luggage rack, which again, you're not going to do.
Forget golf.
No, you're not going to. Exactly. Here, this would be you every day that you'd wake up and be like, man, sure is a nice day to stand up paddleboard, or could go golfing and. Yeah, I'm going to golf.
I wonder
and you
if
don't
the,
need a luggage rack for your clubs.
Do you think greens fees count as exercise credit?
Well, it is walking, right?
Well, it can be.
Sure.
I walk. Yeah, I always walk.
Yeah, you're not a car.
I don't ride in a cart.
No, that kind of defeats the purpose unless you're drinking heavily.
Whoa, excuse you. Yeah, then sometimes you do.
Yeah.
But I typically don't drink much on the golf course.
No.
Particularly weekday mornings.
As far as you
I
know.
I keep it to 7.
Sure.
But, yeah, well, anyway, kayaks.
Yeah. It's a nice day out. So if you're listening to us, maybe you're on your way to do some stand-up paddleboarding.
I've noticed something new about the weather, too. Back to the weather because we're old.
Yeah.
Does it get extra windy in the afternoons? Has that always been a thing?
I
feel like the wind. I've been playing afternoon golf on weekends
I'm
more.
I'm old. I am dying.
And I've been doing that because, well, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm noticing it's way windier in the afternoons.
Now, I could give you an answer to whether or not that is a
thing.
But
you have no idea if it's right.
But I promise you that that would be so pulled directly from my arse.
I should ask my neighbor.
No clue. Yes.
My weatherman neighbor.
Your weatherman neighbor who still remains anonymous for some reason. He was not willing to come publicly out as your neighbor.
Well, I don't think it's that he's not willing.
Is he embarrassed to be your neighbor?
Well, he should be. I don't think it's that he's not willing. He's just, I didn't want to like just throw his name out there. Like
you don't want to burden him.
Well, you know, because then you never, I've been through down this road. We've done this a few times where you throw out somebody's name.
Yeah.
And inevitably 99% of the people will text you and be like, what are you talking about? Like everybody's texting me. You're talking about, and it's fine with 99%. And then there's always somebody who gets like a little weird about it.
Oh,
and I don't know him well, and I don't want to piss in his pot yet. Yeah.
I had to have that conversation a couple weeks back. We were talking about someone who remained nameless because apparently I talked about the wrong person.
Ooh.
And that person didn't even get upset.
Scandalous.
It was like a friend of a friend.
Got upset.
And then we had to circle back and, you know, have some sort of powwow sort of thing. And
can we all just be adults?
I don't know.
Sometimes you're going to get talked about on the radio for your shortcomings.
It happens. But this is what I always tell the same people that over and over, like no one gets made fun of more on the show than you and me. No one.
Well, maybe Mike.
Well, that's true. But he deserves it. Hey, by the way, Mike Lynch.
Mike, what's going on?
Hello. Hello.
What's up, beefsteak?
Yeah. All right. Looking good.
It's all that beef.
It's all that beef. Yeah.
He got some tires, I think, from Les Schwab, and it came with some free beef.
They still
do that, by the way? Are they doing free beef, or is that not a thing anymore? Anybody?
Les Schwab?
Do they give out the free beef?
They have a popcorn machine.
Well, yeah. That goes without saying.
Oh, they all have that?
They all have
it. Oh, I thought that was exclusive to my
no.
favorite Les Schwab.
No, I think that's a best practice sort of thing. But this is another one of those where Les Schwab may have stopped selling or stopped doing the free beef thing like 14 years ago, and I'm not aware of it. I haven't bought tires there in a long time, but I will always associate that with Les Schwab, and whether or not they still do it, couldn't tell you. But when I think of beef, for whatever reason, that's a great promotion. Because if you're like, hey, where's the beef? One of my first things that pops in my head is, well, it's at Les Schwab, and it's free if you buy some tires. You get some white walls, and you get yourself a T-bone to go with that.
All right, well.
People are saying no beef. And this is what I see right here.
Cut from the budget.
Free beef ended 6 years ago. Exactly. I have no idea.
Well, no, somebody else said no beef because of COVID.
Oh, well, is that 6 years? COVID's been around for 6 years? Thanks a lot, Obama. Jeez.
All right. Shall we get going?
We are. I mean, we've tackled weather, wind, paddle boarding, kayaking, beef.
Sports.
Tires, Mike. We've covered a lot. I'm exhausted.
10 days to MLB.
Well, we'll see about that.
17 days to NBA. What do you think about that?
Again, we'll see about it.
You're not buying it.
I'm just waiting. I think that we will get some semblance of sports.
We got golf.
I'm waiting.
Hey, that golf tournament was great.
Yeah, if you could see it.
Yeah. You had to wait.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going online to watch golf. There are a lot of things that I'm willing to log on for. A random PGA COVID tournament, not one of them.
Well, yeah, I guess, we don't need to explain why the golf tournament wasn't on, do we?
No, it just wasn't on.
It was on, but no. Then it went off. And then they played the rest of it tape delayed because they moved it up due to weather.
Yes.
But it was great.
Even though you
finish.
Said we don't have to explain it, and yet we just explained.
Well, I can explain more if you'd like.
No. I think
because it was on the Golf Channel.
We should probably just break.
And then.
Well, it was a CBS tournament as opposed to an NBC.
No,
Cliff
no,
Harris,
break.
Shut up.
Nope.
It was on the Golf Channel.
Nope.
And then it wasn't. And the reason it wasn't is because of TV contracts, but they moved it up early because of weather. So they were on the 8th hole.
Hell no.
When they went off Golf Channel. And then you had to wait till noon. That was like 10? And then he had to wait till noon
no.
to watch it on CBS, tape delayed. So you never really saw the live. But somebody said you could watch it on the CBS app live. Yeah. And I didn't know that.
I don't know how many of
you. I was too busy working on my game anyway.
No. I was unaware.
I have work to do.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear more about that? Or did you see who won?
I did see who win, but or who won. Who win, who won. Someone win. Someone winded. But yeah.
Do we not know how that's work?
We should probably break.
Why?
Oh,
I don't want to break.
We're already what, 5 minutes
over? I
got
a lot to say today.
You do have a lot to say.
All right. We'll start with the bubble. I love bubble news.
Which bubble? There's two bubbles.
No, the Orlando bubble.
Well, actually, there's three bubbles.
Where's the third one?
Well, there's a soccer bubble. I guess that's two bubbles.
That's
but
Orlando.
The same city. But it's two separate bubbles.
I don't care about the soccer bubble.
It's like testy bubbles. It's one, but it's two. But then you got the hockey bubble.
Where is that, Canada? Are they already in there?
But there's two bubbles.
Are they already in their bubbles?
Hockey
guys?
Yeah, we've had the testing. So, yeah, they're
in there.
They're bubbling.
All right. I thoroughly enjoy Orlando bubble updates.
Yeah.
And I have many.
Okay. Hot bubble talk.
Well, they've been in there for 6 days, and S is going down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good. We'll start there. Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Fan text line can be reached at 503-250-1080. Somebody says, listening to Rob ramble about golf TV coverage makes me realize that's probably what I sound like when I talk soccer, and I owe some people some major apologies.
It really is true. Let's just say this in general. Look, because I got to be careful again, because this is directed at someone, and if you're listening, I'm sorry, but you know who you are.
Ooh, same guy?
No, different guy.
Okay.
If you are engaged in a sports conversation, right, whether it's about golf or hockey or soccer or even one of the major sports, right, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, please take a moment and take a big step backwards in the middle of your thought and have an evaluation process, because if that person that you're talking to is really interested, you should be able to tell, right? There should be back and forth. If they're not, realize that they're just being polite. And they don't give two blanks about your sports conversation. And so please, politely, much like an Oscar speech, wrap it up. Because that person doesn't care. And I feel like that, you're like, oh, everyone wants to talk sports. No, they don't. They really, really don't.
Basically,
and you need to be more aware.
Whenever you or I are talking about something that no one cares about, Mike needs to just start playing music.
Yes, just play the walk-off.
And we'll get the hint.
Just some light instrumental, like,
because
time to move it on.
When you're doing radio, I just think everyone cares about golf television coverage. I can't see people
well, no one
not
died.
Hearing.
It's not that.
Yeah, that's bad.
No, that's like some either that or I'm about to have some sort of emotional moment
but
between friends.
But some nice orchestra music would be.
Yeah.
Would
you want me to go the Space Odyssey theme that we never use?
No. What is this? Why do we even have this?
You had me get that, jerk.
I did not.
That's worse than the first one.
That was Sprague.
Well, we're just blaming Sprague now?
I mean, I could go with the classic. Or, if it's still on the page, which I don't know if it is because things got deleted, yeah.
Somebody won't tell me the world.
No!
I'm going to use that because that would get you to stop talking about it in 2 seconds.
That should be the new Rickroll, because getting Rickrolled isn't bad. That's a great song. Smash Mouth, on the other hand, whatever that is.
It's called All-Star.
All-Star, yeah.
How'd you know who that was?
You don't know who Smash Mouth is?
No,
I've seen Shrek.
Oh.
Yeah. But that,
I wouldn't know who it was.
That should be the new Rickroll. When someone Rickrolls me, I'm like, great, Rick Astley, let's do this. But Smash Mouth, no. Under no circumstances should anyone ever listen to Smash Mouth.
No, but seriously, back to golf. When they're playing, why can't it be on television?
Told me the world is
it does stop.
It works.
It does.
That works. Yeah. All right, here's our poll question today. 1080thefan.com. We're going to check in on the bubble first. The Redskins are changing their name if you're just tuning in for the big hot sports news.
Yes, there is no more Redskins.
But they're in limbo. So like right now, like literally right now.
Yeah.
They have no nickname.
No.
Because the Redskins is officially out.
Well, and I've heard plenty of people that are saying, you know, instead of rushing this through and screw it up, which they will, because apparently Dan Snyder and Ron Rivera are making this decision. Why is Ron Rivera involved in it? He's been there for all of like 4 days. He's never coached a game. Let's get his input. What the hell? But they'll botch this thing. But, you know, instead of trying to rush something through and you're, I guess you're in the middle of a trademark fight. It sounds like he wants it to be the Warriors, but whatever. That's a lame name. Instead of just doing that, why not just take your time and play it under just a generic, just be Washington this year. Just be Washington FC, right? They do that in soccer. Be the Washington football team. Be Washington FC. Wait a year. Actually take some time. Design some cool logos. Design, design some unis. Get some community feedback and really take some time and not screw this up. Dan Snyder actually has a chance here to kind of rebrand one of the great franchises that has just fallen into disrepair because of him. So take some time and do it right. But this is going to be a rush job, and they're going to absolutely butcher it. I have no idea. It'll still be better because it's not a racial slur.
All right, here's our poll question, 1080thefan.com. It is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. LeBron James will wear his own name on his jersey instead of a social justice statement. His right or classic LeBron? Ooh.
What are we doing? Ooh.
Sick burn. 1080thefan.com. He's not putting one of the social justice statements on his jersey.
Well,
he's getting a lot of heat for that.
I don't have a problem with it. Anthony Davis, I guess, is doing the same thing. It sounds like they're pissed off that, one, they weren't consulted, and two, that it has to be a pre-approved message. I don't blame him. It's like, hey, we're all fine with anarchy, but anarchy ends at 8 o'clock, right? There's a time limit to it. We want social justice, but pre-approved social justice. It's talking out of both sides of your mouth. So I get where he's coming from.
Mike, can you find the clip of LeBron talking about why? Can you find that for us? I forgot to mention that to you, but the clip kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
What he says.
Now, I don't know if I've heard the clip. My understanding was that he was bothered that, A, he wasn't consulted. And
I would be, too.
And that's a little, I guess, do you really need to consult LeBron? But he is the biggest name in that league.
Well, not about him, but just players, right?
Players
they just put a
players
list,
in general.
They put a list in front of them?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, again, that it has to be this pre-approved thing. It's like, hey, it's like making a video game. This is what you have to select. Like, you can't even submit your own and see if it gets approved, which, again, if you're talking about social justice and you're talking about being able to express yourself and you're trying to make a political statement, I find it a little, again, both sides of your mouth there where you're like, hey, we want free expression as long as the free expression is pre-approved and we find it to be fine. Like, I promise you that in all this, there's not going to be a free Hong Kong on the back of your jersey. We saw how well that went over last time. It's like, hey, we want social justice, but we don't want it to affect our bottom line, nor do we want to piss off the Chinese who buy a lot of our product. So,
or you've got that we want social justice, so why wouldn't you put something on the back of your jersey?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're LeBron James. You have the ability to create change more than anybody in that league.
Sure.
And you're going to be on TV 8,000 times over the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that? So, well, Mike's going to pull that clip and we'll play it for you when we come back. And we'll also talk about all the hot new Orlando bubble news. Now, I've got several bits. One, we will check in on the Blazers because they have been practicing. And it sounds like, they've already got lists of teams who are ahead of other teams.
Yes, even though.
And here's a hint.
Not sure how that's possible, but all right.
Well, I'll tell you. Oh, there's a whole thing. I'll tell you how that's possible. They're already going hard 5-on-5.
Oh.
Swap and spit.
With Slim Mello.
Some teams are only doing individual workouts and have a bunch of fat butts and are easing into it. Blazers are going hard.
Yeah.
And so many think that will benefit them. The Miami Heat, too, are going hard. Several teams have already gone 5-on-5.
Well, when you have the hammer, you don't just ease in when you have the hammer.
You bring the hammer.
You bring it. You go full throttle
with
the hammer.
You lay the hammer.
And then you chug some beers.
And then you play the hammer.
Yeah.
So that and the least shocking bubble news story ever. Have you seen already that there is a smoking hot Instagram model who claims she has already been invited to the bubble?
She's already broken the sanctity of the bubble.
Well, I don't know if she went. She said,
I think she went.
She's been invited.
And if she didn't go, the next one down the list, you think she's the only one that got that invite? Okay.
Yeah. Well, she looks like she might be 800th on the list.
Okay.
I want to be kind.
You're trying to be fair, but yeah. Well, but you're saying is it's maybe not a first round pick.
Right.
All right.
Right. I think that Barstool did a little bit of a deep dive on this of like who she was following and who followed her, and they were trying to figure out what player was the one who invited her there.
That's a very Barstool bit.
It is.
I will tell you this, just in defense, if you are saying that, you know, maybe she's not a first round pick, we've talked about this before. You know, sometimes the nines and tens, they're not willing to do what the fifth round pick is willing to do. The first rounder comes in with expectations to be a starter right away. You get that fifth round pick, dude, that guy's gunning to make the team. That person is willing to lay it on the line and do what it takes to make that roster.
It's also possible that the morals of the top end talent on Instagram precludes them from going to Orlando.
I'm not buying.
They're top end talent. They have offers from all over the world.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be the one to bring COVID in there.
Yeah,
hot ass is going to Russia.
I'm gonna say that's not true. In fact,
France.
I think if you are an Instagram hot,
we can't go to France.
No, we can't. We can't go anywhere in Europe.
Can we cross state lines?
That we can, except some places you have to quarantine. No one wants us right now. But if you're an Instagram hot, I think this is
Are you taking your show?
This is the place to be right now.
Orlando?
I don't think there's if you are an Instagram hot, there is no better branding than being the first invite to the bubble.
Or you could go to the Atlantic City of bubbles and roll up to Canada. Maybe, bang for your buck up there.
By the way, I looked into that. They've started practicing, but I guess they're only practicing in their home cities. The Toronto and Edmonton bubbles don't start until the 26th.
When does hockey start?
August
2nd, I thought it was August 1 or 2. Yeah,
right at the beginning of August. So
they were paying attention.
Yeah, well, they're in camp right now, and I thought they were in the bubbles, but no, they're just practicing. I know that. And then the 26th this month, they leave for the bubbles, and then they start the season a week later. But I'm telling you, Instagram hot right now. Best thing you could do for your brand, which is what that is. I mean, just being an Instagram hot, building your brand, is to end up in the bubble.
Well, they are allowed visitors because that makes sense.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
All right. More bubble talk next on The Fan. Here's Mike.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Well, the SEC athletic directors met today. And it's cute that anybody thinks there's still going to be football. But they punted.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you what they said coming up at the top of the hour. But back to the bubble. Now, here's what you need to know. Here's the latest. We have the LeBron clip. I want to quickly play what LeBron said, why he's not wearing, because I think it surprised a lot of people that LeBron came out and said he is not going to wear a social justice statement on his jersey in Orlando.
Anthony Davis as well.
I actually didn't go with a name on the back of my jersey. And it was, it's no disrespect to the list that was handed out to all the players. I commend anyone that decides to put something on the back of their jersey. It's just something that, didn't really, seriously resonate with my mission, with my goal. I would have loved to have a say-so on what would have went on the back of my jersey. I had a couple of things in mind, but I wasn't a part of that process, which is okay. I'm absolutely okay with that. So what I will continue to do, off the floor and when I'm talking to you guys and when I'm, everything that I do has a purpose, it has a meaning. So I don't need to have something on the back of my jersey for people to understand my mission or know what I'm about and what I'm here to do. So, but I commend everybody and I respect everybody that decided to put something on the back of their jersey. I think that's great. And also respect anyone that didn't.
Yeah. So my only issue and he should not get a lot of crap for this. This is not a huge deal.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. I actually thought it was.
Well, but here's the thing about people that people expose themselves when they start talking like this. Did you hear how many my's and I's were in there?
Sure.
I mean, my mission, my goal, I would love to have a say so. I wasn't a part of the process. My mission, what I'm about, what I'm here to do. I think what many people are saying is this is not even remotely about you,
yeah.
LeBron. And you should understand that, which is why even though you're upset that you weren't a part of the process, and he clearly was, he said, I'm not, he goes, I wasn't a part of the process. He says,
I would have liked to.
I would have loved to have a say so, yeah. But it's no big deal. Yes, it is a big deal. And that's why you're not putting anything on your jersey. And I think other people are saying, well, why don't you just be honest and call them out and then be a part of it and help move the process, not your process or your mission. What cares about you? You're LeBron James. This is a much bigger thing than you. You have the ability to influence a lot of people with what you put on your jersey. Perhaps you should have just gone with it. But again, not a huge deal. This is not something that we should sit and debate.
No, but that
side of the coin, I totally understand.
I do. I see where people are coming from. But LeBron James puts his money where his mouth is. Look, that if you were going to say that there's one professional athlete off the top of my head that is involved in this sort of thing, LeBron James is near the top of that list.
For whose benefit, though?
Well,
my.
Well, you can say that, but at the same time, this is a guy that has opened charter schools. This is a guy that has been, like I said, he said it, and granted, it comes across as very self-centered, but I would make the argument that you find me the biggest athlete in any sport, and I'll find you a self-centered guy. And ego the size of the planet, whether that's Michael Jordan or whether that's, you know, again, insert biggest name in whatever sport you have. There's usually a lot of that I. So, yeah, I think a lot of LeBron, and I said this about like the shop, that show he has. I think at times that thing is unbelievable when you have to deal with his ego. But at the same time, I do think that LeBron James does do a lot for social causes. I think LeBron James does more than just put a name on the back of his jersey. I see both sides of it, but I totally get where LeBron James is coming from, and I do think that he's built up enough clout in the work that he's done for these sorts of things in order to say, you know, I'm not on board with pre-approved messages.
All right, so they tested all of the players, including your Portland Trailblazers, in the bubble. And this is big because all the guys that are there, not everyone's there yet.
Yeah.
Because it came out today that Russell Westbrook has the COVIDs.
Mm-hmm. Harden's not there either, and we don't know why Harden's not there. So what we're finding out is...
Now, Jokic had it. He's still not there.
He's still not
there. There's three Denver Nuggets that aren't there, including Gary Harris, and no one knows why.
Yeah.
So it's still...
And that goes back to the Westbrook thing. Westbrook wasn't there, and same thing with Harden, and people were like, well, why? Well, now we know where Westbrook is, so let's let the wild speculation begin.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that James Harden has it, but...
Harden has it. Harden has it twice.
He's got it. Well, and he's got the really bad kind,
he has
right?
Double,
I mean, clearly
COVID.
He's double. He's got double secret corona. You don't know. So, I mean, we know players have tested positive. We know that that it doesn't have to be public. Westbrook released this information on his own. Others, it's leaked out. I remember Ezekiel Elliott was pissed that his leaked out, whereas like Von Miller was open about it. So, I mean, the fact that you don't have some guys in the bubble, you know, it's tough to speculate, but I would also say it's fair to speculate about why at this point certain guys aren't there with their teammates.
I guess so. I guess if they show up by the end of the week, it doesn't matter. Once they start playing games, James Harden's not there. That's an issue. Right now, it's not.
Yeah.
But they tested, so everybody got tested before they went there. And remember, they said there were 25 total positive tests amongst players and staff and anybody who was traveling into the bubble. And they handled those people and they quarantined, did their thing. Westbrook was one who tested positive before he went to Orlando, and he has been quarantining at home. So, and then once he's done Q-teening, he will be back with his team. So then once inside the bubble, conceivably everybody that was in there tested negative.
Yes.
In order to be there. So 322 players. Now this is only players. They tested on July 7th, which was last, Tuesday, I think. They tested 322 players and they released the results of that today saying two tests came back positive. So there are two bros in the bubble. Mm-hmm. That have the COVIDs.
Yes.
And those players never cleared Q-teen. I don't know what that means, but they say they never cleared it, so they sent them home, which seems really dumb. So they'll spread it to their families and then come back. Is that what I mean, why would you send them home?
I guess the whole point is to get them out, right? I mean,
okay, so if you put them on a plane, mm-hmm. and get them home to let them do whatever they want,
sure.
Hopefully, being responsible and quarantining, but we're just seeing story after story of people who do inexplicable things with coronavirus.
Sure.
So you can't really trust anyone. You think like, oh, it's the smart thing to do. Oh, I just got tested or I just tested positive. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to quarantine and do the right things. I mean, people aren't doing that. It's maddening, but they're not. So you can't trust that they are. Why not? Wouldn't it be better to throw them in a hotel room in the bubble? They're away from everybody. They do their 14 days and then it's over.
I'm interested. I don't know if that's the player's choice. You know, hey, do you want to quarantine here? And I actually don't. If someone else catches it during the season, is everyone automatically going to be sent home?
Right.
I don't know how that works. I was with you. I kind of assumed the if you got it there, that you would be quarantined there, that you wouldn't want to go anywhere.
They were quarantining there anyway.
Exactly. That you would just quarantine there for 14 days. But I mean, if you're already, I guess I can see the logic behind it of it's such tight quarters and you've got staff and I know you're trying to put precautions around there, but I guess I do understand the idea of if someone does get in the bubble, if one person gets that, right, and is asymptomatic and doesn't know it or it doesn't get caught in time, how quickly that could absolutely tear the bubble down, right? You know you're dealing with a very thin margin here. And so I guess I do understand the idea of, hey, someone tested, did get them the hell out, right? First plane, I don't care where
so
you go.
We want
it's like the end of the evening, right? You don't got to go home, but you sure as hell can't stay here.
We want you to do the right thing and whatever, infect whoever you want, but not our players.
Yes.
Not anyone in here. None of it here.
Exactly. Look, at the end of the day, every one of these sports that's coming back, from soccer to hockey to the NBA, I think the NFL and college football, and even to an extent Major League Baseball, the insanity of it is that you are expecting guys just to go about their day-to-day lives. And this is, I think, to your point, right? You're expecting everyone to follow some sort of pretty strict protocol here and not bring anything to the yard while going home and going about your daily life. Have fun with that. But the rest of them that are in the bubbles, and to a lesser extent, the NFL guys and college football players and baseball, this season will finish or not finish based on the seriousness that players take it, right? In theory, if everyone agrees with the quarantine, if everyone follows the majority of the rules, you wear a mask, you stay apart from one another, you don't play doubles ping pong, you don't invite Instagram side pieces into the bubble, which has already happened.
Already failed.
If you just do that, you can finish the season. But therein lies the $64 million dollar question is, can you trust a couple hundred millionaire athletes to be socially responsible and think about something other than themselves? To your point, maybe with LeBron James, maybe you can't.
Well, these guys are so dumb. Like, not all of them, but one guy who plays for the Kings, I didn't recognize. He ordered Postmates.
Yes.
And then he's in the bubble, and then he goes to Twitter or social media or whatever, Instagram or whatever, and says, hey, NBA guys, all here in Orlando, just want to let you know, Postmates is delivering food. And so he went outside of the bubble to get the Postmates because the guard or whoever is guarding the bubble would not secure it for him for obvious reasons. So now that dumbass has to quarantine for 2 weeks. It's just like
he's back in. He started the clock over again.
It's just. Yeah, I guess there's only so much you can do. Well, people are going to be dumb.
Well, and then who was it? One of the Rockets players inadvertently broke quarantine as well. So
yeah, he didn't. Yes, one of the Rockets players didn't know that he was supposed to stay in his room.
So he inadvertently broke quarantine, but at least he did it on accident. Because
if Adam Silver had hair, he would pull it all out. Luckily, he doesn't.
Is he somehow going to get thinner and more gaunt? Is that humanly possible? But again, this is all.
It's just part of the deal.
This is part of it. And the season will finish or not based on how well you can get guys. But think about just the challenges that you have, again, in the NBA and the bubbles. And this is what I go back to with Major League Baseball, who's playing in their own stadiums, is sleeping in your own bed, going about your day-to-day life. Same thing with the NFL. That's the one that I just scratch my head out and honestly think about, how on earth are you going to keep that virus out of the locker room?
Yeah.
And you can, it's up to you. You can decide whether or not this is serious. Cause there's still plenty of people out there plenty of high level people out there that are still going to tell you it's not a big deal, that it's, if an athlete gets it, who cares? You're young, you're healthy. No big deal. I'm not even talking about that. Right. You can have that that view if you want. I'm just saying we know for a fact that if this spreads inside a locker room, team gets shut down. Enough teams get shut down, the season gets shut down. Whether you think it's serious or not, that's the fact of the matter. And I do not see in any way how you keep people in a non-bubble environment from bringing that in, especially on college campuses. Because if you want to talk about the most irresponsible people on the planet, I give you college kids. It's just, there's just no way. And that's the one thing in college, you can't bubble them. You can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's
which
just,
is why it's cute that anybody thinks we're playing college football.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Even the SEC had something to say about that today.
Yeah, we'll get to that at the top of the hour. But, yeah, I've got a couple other bubble notes. We got to talk about this gal who's already been invited in.
Yeah.
It's important news.
I have not been invited in.
Yeah, no, why would you?
No, I just, none of my, like, whatever, 200 Instagram followers have said, come into the bubble.
But real quick, on the testing.
Yeah.
Two positive tests. That's interesting how two guys have it, you know, when everybody, I mean, how did they get it?
Incubation period, right?
I guess
Remember, when you test, this is the other kind of kick in the shorts here, is we can go take a test, right, today, you and me, and it's like, hey, we're negative. Well, we were negative at that very moment, right? We could, and then we could come back and 3 days later and take the exact same test, still being in quarantine, and one of us can test positive. That's your only negative for that,
right,
that day.
It's just interesting that two guys got it. Like, they caught two dudes like right in the, like right when they,
right in that window.
But
well, I also wonder too, and this goes back to the MLS thing, the two teams that had going away parties. How many guys had, let's just say, a final hurrah,
a whiskey,
before going into, you want to call it a whiskey? I was thinking something else, but how many guys had a night out before going into the bubble? It's like, hey, we may be going down for, you know,
but
a handful of months. Let's go one time.
Yeah, but don't you think two out of 322 is actually really good?
Yes.
Like, that's encouraging.
Yes.
And they got rid of the two guys, whether it be quarantined in their room there.
Like I said, if the NBA, players take this seriously, there should be, we will get a conclusion to the NBA season.
All right, we'll be right back. 352 on the Fan.
Okay.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Fantastic every day.
What the SEC AD said in their meeting today, they met in person, I guess. Hopefully socially distant and masked up.
One would think.
Birmingham. We'll get to that. At the top of the hour, we have Stockwatch. We have In the News. Shutdown Brown announced a couple more COVID protocols today.
At least it's not California.
And they announced a lot of COVID protocols.
Yeah.
Well, the report out of Orlando is that it feels like AAU basketball camp.
Yeah, which is fine for 2 weeks. I will be interested to see what happens as this kind of rolls along. It was Durden Sprague had Golliver on, and one of the things he talked about was what was the just kind of the general like how guys get along, right? Is going to be a big deal in this. Like, anyone can put up with something for a week or two, right? But when you're grinding in and day out and you're around just those people and you don't really have any other outlet, I can see where having a team that gets along and actually having good leadership and team chemistry will play a bigger role than ever in all this, because AAU camp is fine until it's not. And you will reach a breaking point. It's the same thing like in NFL camps, right? I mean, like, we always went to, and a lot of places do this. You go to like a small college, or, you know, you go to a, ours was in Orlando, same kind of place where, with the Buccaneers, it's not in this bubble, but it's the same Disney World complex where we would have our training camp. And, you know, it only lasts a couple of weeks, but, you know, it's fine for the first handful of days, but guys can get a little stir crazy, and it happens real, real fast. And tensions can run, pretty thin out at practices, and it'll be interesting to see who handles this the best.
Well, they're saying that no two players are in the same shape.
Yeah.
At least 10 players. They said that there were, this is from a Bleacher Report article, there are 10 players on six teams that secretly practiced in Texas for 3 months.
Ooh.
Yeah. Scandalous.
Double secret practice. Well, you knew that, again.
You knew that was going
on.
You
knew there were going to be people that weren't going to take this seriously, and you knew other people were going to go out and work their ass off. Like, who do we have? Jokic looks like a completely different person. And God, did you see the photos of Carmelo Anthony?
Very skinny.
He lost Syracuse Carmelo Anthony. He's like in an eighth grade weight. I've never seen him thinner.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's one thing to lose weight. It's another to have been shooting and working out. Because Chris Middleton says he hasn't touched a basketball in 3 months.
Yeah.
Then you've got other guys doing secret basketball, five on five. And like I said, 10 players on six teams, that's five on five.
Yeah.
Just doing their thing in Texas. Those guys are going to be, or they're going to be ahead of everyone else.
Sure.
So it's, you kind of got that whole thing going. A lot of the players are saying coaches are pretty hesitant to ramp guys up too quickly. So it does feel like it's an entirely new season. Now the Zers are among the teams who did 5-on-5 sessions already.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're spitting all over each other.
Oh yeah.
And fighting. And
well, they did say, who is it? Lillard that said that, Collins and Nurk look like the old Collins and Nurk.
Yes. In a stunning turn of events, Terry Stotts said he sees no rust.
No, everything's fine.
Cause he would tell you, if
are you
did.
Kidding me? Believe me, the hype train for the Blazers beating the Lakers has already begun. Cause the Lakers, Avery Bradley didn't go right. He shut it down. Rondo broke his hand already, so he's
by
out
the way
six...
that's convenient.
What?
Rajon Rondo hates it in Orlando and literally the first practice, my arm, I gotta go home, but I get paid.
You think
because I came in the first place?
You think he took a hammer to his own hand? He's having surgery. You think he had Mr. Gazzo break his thumb?
If that's Damian Lillard, no one bats an eye. That sucks. Rajon Rondo is the type of guy that would totally do the same guy complaining about his hotel room gets hurt and gets to go home but get paid the very next day.
That's
Rajon Rondo in a nutshell.
This is honestly, we've had this before, like where a lot of times we'll have like a company holiday, but we'll come in and still do a show anyways. The boss wants us to do it because it's the middle of a, you know, an NFL run or something, the playoffs. And no one wants to do those. You get pissed off and then you come down with an illness, right? You're like, sorry, boss. I was bitching and moaning about working Monday, and I hate to tell you this, but not feeling very good, so I'm going to stay home. It's just a little suspicious. But I'll tell you what, if you're going to the lengths of a fake injury / surgery, then that man is my hero, if that's what he's willing to do to get out of this.
I think he is. I think Rondo is willing to do that. I don't think a lot of guys are, but he is. Anyway, the Zers did go 5-on-5. Other teams are only doing small groups and shooting and stretching. So it's kind of discombobulated right now, but full contact scrimmage. So it sounds like Portland and Miami, they're already saying, are the two teams that are most ready.
Well, they need to, because Portland's got to hit the ground running because they've got the toughest schedule of any of the teams trying to get the play in. They got to make up ground on Memphis. And then, you know, like New Orleans is coming. So, you know, Portland, the rest of those, like Milwaukee and the Clippers and the Lakers, they can kind of just, you know, they can D off for the first whatever. Doesn't matter. But if you're Portland, you do got to hit the ground running. So, you know, I think that's good news. I don't think it means that you're going to be the eight seed. It doesn't mean that you're going to upset the Lakers. But I think it at least gives you, cautiously optimistic about their chances of maybe making some noise in the bubble.
Did you see this text? The great day after Thanksgiving show from 2012.
Wow.
They're still talking about that one.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You have never seen three people more hungover and wanting to do a show less. And we all came, it was you, me, and Dusty, and we all came from different...
I thought that was Labor Day.
No, that was the day after Thanksgiving.
Was it?
Yeah, because I drove from Skamania. My family was up at Skamania Lodge. We did their Thanksgiving buffet. And I'll admit, that was a tough drive in. We had gotten into the wine, and then I'd gotten into the Jameson, and it was
yes,
rough.
But that was a show of legend. Maybe we should do that more often.
Everyone was wearing sweats, and it was just a battle of who didn't want to be here more than the other.
Chris Haynes reporting the snitch hotline in Orlando has not been utilized in the first 6 days of the bubble, so that's good.
I do love.
Or is that bad?
That is my favorite part about this whole thing. And there are a lot of good aspects to this, but the fact that there is a 1-800 I'm going to rat you out line is
anonymous.
Yes. And I don't know if I was there, I would just be ratting people out with absurd, like just throw an S against the wall and see what happens. I'd call that thing every time to the point where no one would take me seriously anymore.
All right, we got to run. The least shocking bubble news story ever is the Instagram model who says she's already been invited in. We'll get to that later in the show, but we'll tell you what the SEC ADs concluded when they met today, coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.